Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things that's so awesome is just being able to share other people's stories here on Hope Is Here. And was recently introduced to a young lady named Blair Alvarado by a couple of guys at my church, Stone Donaldson and Tim Sprinkle, and they just said, you need to check out this blog called Selah in the Valley. It's really, really powerful, and it's perfect for, I think, a Hope Is Here story. And as I read the blog, I just thought, this is definitely a great blog and provides hope. And joining us today from Tennessee is the author of this blog, Blair Alvarado. And Blair, even though you're in Tennessee now, you've got some Kentucky roots, right?
That is true, yes. I was born and raised in Kentucky. I moved to Tennessee about 10 years ago.
Well, we still claim you, if that's okay. And
perfectly fine.
Well, I love the name, Selah in the Valley, and your subtitle is Praising God Through the Storm, and you can talk about that. One of the things that's so important to me if somebody's a writer, whether it's books or a blog, is if they lived what they've talked about. And you definitely have been through some storms, and you shared about the loss of your brother at a young age and just what a powerful storm and that was. Share a little bit about your brother and what happened.
Yeah, so it was in 2006. We actually lost my brother to suicide. And, you know, I don't think he really had any idea what kind of impact that that would have on us. I don't think he was able to see past the hurt that was in front of his own face. And, you know, before he passed away, before we lost him, it was kind of like there's a life before him and the life after him. And before we lost him, you know, everybody has problems and struggles and things like that. I wouldn't say my life was perfect by any means, but I was happy. I was joyful. I was into soccer and youth group and this club and that activity. And, you know, I had my big group of friends and, you know, fairly normal childhood stuff. And but after losing him so suddenly and so traumatically when I was 16 years old, I started walking away from the Lord. And it was like, it wasn't all at once like this big, huge rebellion, but it was a step at a time. Oh, this isn't that bad. That's not that bad, you know. And I call it my seven-year spiral because it was just a step at a time, taking a step away, stepping further and further away from God, further and further into rebellion. And then before I knew it, my life was unrecognizable. And I didn't really even know who I was anymore because I had lost so much of, I don't know if I'd say if I lost my faith, like some part of me, I think, still believed in God, but I had no interest in really following God anymore. You know, I had created an idol in my head of who God was instead of relying on God's word to find out who God was. And I just kind of rationalized that everything that I did was fine, even though it was extremely unhealthy, painful for me, painful for my family. I just rationalized that it was okay because, hey, I was still going to school. I was still making good grades and I had a job and I did well at my job. So if all that was well and good, then everything must be well and good, but it really wasn't. Everything else was falling apart. And so that went on, like I said, for about 7 years. And I guess at the end of that period, it was almost like I heard an audible snap. It was like God snapped his fingers, and I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me, are you going to choose me or are you going to choose death? And that was just a huge wake-up call for me because the path that I was going down probably would have led to death. And so then I started going back to church, Gardenside Christian Church. And I went there for a little while until I ended up moving again and met my husband. And we started going to a local church that we still go to now. And, you know, it was like I had taken all these steps away from God all those years. And then finally I started taking a step at a time back, you know, just like everything didn't fall apart all at once. it didn't get built back together overnight either. And it was a process coming back to God and coming back into submission of God and coming back into this joyful and fulfilled and purposeful life.
Well, such a powerful story in that in itself, after losing your big brother as a teenager, losing him to suicide, and then you suffered painful losses as a child of divorce and through rejection, but you also know about going through the storm of losing some precious children, and talk about that.
So my experience with child loss and how I reacted afterward, after I had built back, or I should say Christ built back this relationship with me. And it was so much stronger at this point when we experienced the loss of our son, that rather than straying, rather than rebelling and running away from God, I found myself running straight to God. So yeah, after we had our daughter, a little over a year later, we found out that we were pregnant with our son, and we were super excited about that. They would have only been about 2 years apart, and you know, we were so excited to have a boy and a girl and close in age, and you know, we had all of these dreams and plans and ideas about what that would look like. And that whole pregnancy, everything was healthy. There was no reason to really think that anything bad would happen. Things kind of started looking scary right there at the last week or two, when we only had so many options and none of the options seemed that great, but we still thought that everything would be fine. We still thought that it would turn out well and everything would be good, but unfortunately my son passed away due to an infection called chorioamnionitis, and I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but that was, I had an infection and I was asymptomatic, so they had no idea that I had it, so they couldn't treat it. They said normally it's something where they can treat the mother and then with just an antibiotic and then the child is fine. But his heartbeat dropped dangerously low during labor, and I had to be rushed for an emergency C-section, and by the time they got him out, he was already gone. And so that was just devastating for us. But I remember in the hospital room, my husband holding our son and him saying, "God is still in control." And I remember thinking when I heard that, I was kind of like numb. I couldn't really talk or respond to anybody else, but I remember hearing him say that. And I knew when I heard him say that we were going to get through it, and that at the end of it, we were going to be stronger, and that we were going to have a testimony that would hopefully bring other people to Christ or into stronger relationships with Christ. So definitely having my husband and his strong faith as well, we were able to lean on each other and to lean on Jesus in order to work through that loss. And, you know, just like with my brother, it's not a loss that you ever really get over, these traumatic losses. You don't really get over it. It's something that you keep healing again and again and again, and just coming to God again and again and again every time those wounds get opened. I think that that's one thing that I like to stress to people, is that it's okay if you don't feel like you're healed today, but you thought you were last month, because I think it's a continuous cycle of healing and going back to God and pouring it out to God and allowing Him to heal you over and over until ultimately we meet with Him again.
Well, I love how you describe that. Had a guest a couple years ago that shared that, you know, she lost a sister at the age of 24, just to an unexpected medical situation. She came out of nowhere and she was gone in 24 hours, and she shared that her and her mom, that they read a book and that there was a quote there from the author that said, you know, the same hole is in your heart as you were sharing there, but you learn instead of walking and falling in the hole, you learn to walk around it and not let it totally take you under, but the hole is still there in your heart. And I love how you describe that. Sounds very similar to your situation. So you dealt with that and then tried to see if you could add another sibling to your daughter and share about that.
Yeah, and then so after him, I guess it was a little bit over a year after that, we found out that we were pregnant with our third baby. And, of course, there was a lot of fear there. You know, usually when you find out you're pregnant, it's a happy, joyful situation, and you can't wait to tell everybody, and you got to get this, and you got to get that, and that sort of excitement and the preparation. But where we had hurt so much before losing our son, I think the immediate reaction for both of us was fear, which, you know, God tells us again and again in the Bible not to fear. But sometimes it's really hard not to do that. So we had to keep turning to him for strength. We had to keep turning to the Word. We had to keep turning to each other to try to not be afraid. But, you know, it still snuck in. And then around 10 weeks, again, everything had gone well up to 10 weeks. There was no really reason to think that anything bad was going to happen other than just the fear from what we had experienced before. But at 10 weeks, I started cramping and feeling weird, and I could just tell that I was having contractions. And my husband took me to the hospital, and we ended up losing our third baby there. And so, you know, we didn't really know what to make of that. It was kind of like, how is this happening again? How did God allow this to happen again? And my next blog post is kind of going to be about this, the feeling forsaken, when we feel forsaken, but we know, like those of us who are in the Word and believe the Word at its fullness, we know that we're not forsaken, that Jesus was forsaken in our place. So it's like we know that, but sometimes we still feel that we're forsaken. So I think we both kind of had this moment of, wait, what just happened? Like, how is this happening again? You know, we just couldn't believe it. And so then we had to walk through that loss. And a few months later, we found out that I was pregnant again. And I think there was still some fear there, but I think we were less afraid because God had already brought us through some pretty serious storms. So I think we were just kind of at the point where we were like, we just have to trust God with our child. He knows what's best for our child. He loves our child even more than we do, even though that's really hard to fathom as parents. You know, God does love our children even more than we do. And so we don't know why we lost our next child. We named that baby Noah. The baby before that we named Salo, which is where the blog name comes from. But, you know, we don't know all of the whys. But that's something else I would like to encourage people when they've had a loss and they just want to know why. You can't get that why question out of your head. The truth is that even if you know the why, even if God was sitting next to me and told me exactly why he allowed it to happen, would that actually make me feel any better, or would I still want my child? Being human, I would probably still want my child. So the why, even if we know the why, that's not what's going to make you feel better. Fellowship with Christ is what is going to heal you and get you to
feel
better.
To interrupt you, Blair, but unfortunately out of time. The good news is that Blair Alvarado is going to be back with us again tomorrow, just sharing about what she's learned going through the storms of life. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. We'll hear more from Blair Alvarado with Selah in the Valley on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.